You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, welcome back to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me. If you're new, welcome. And I'm so excited that you have joined me here, and I pray you'll stay with us. And I cannot encourage you enough, go back and listen to a few previous episodes, the notes available there in whatever platform you're using. I know especially on Spotify, be very helpful for you, and so you can get caught up a little bit. If you're returning, welcome back, and I'm very excited about what I'm going to share with you today. We've been talking about prayer, and we're five or six episodes in a row now on prayer, and the last episode we talked about kinds of prayer, types of prayer, and if you'll recall, we talked about prayer, general prayer, and then supplication, which is more specific prayer. And I really want to encourage you to go back and listen on those. Those are, in general, the kinds of prayer. There's one more that I want to share with you today. It's such a gift from God. It is in a lot of circles misunderstood and therefore kind of neglected. And then others, I think, got to be honest, I think emphasize it wrong because they understand it wrong. And so the best thing we can do is just go back to God's word. But I want to talk about praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. This is a wonderful, supernatural interaction, participation, cooperation with the Holy Spirit and our spirit in prayer. It is sometimes misunderstood, but I think, you can't make out something quiet in the dark or in the shadows. What always helps? Light. So get close to it with the light. What is light for us? Well, it's the Word of God. So the Word of God will help us to see some things on this. I got a lot to cover, so I want to dive right in here. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. We've talked about that previous episode. Jude 1:20 says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. There it is again. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14 and 15 in the Amplified Bible says, now hear this carefully, for if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive because it does not understand what my spirit is praying. Then what am I to do? I will pray with the Spirit, get this, by the Holy Spirit that is within me, and I will pray with the mind using words I understand. Now, I want to read that again. Get the clarity that comes from Scripture. If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive because it does not understand what my spirit is praying, then what am I to do? I will pray with the Spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me, that's supernatural, and I will pray with the mind using words I understand. So we have praying with the Spirit and praying with the understanding. And Scripture is prescribing for us both. So praying with the Spirit, and my mind doesn't understand that, and praying with the understanding. My mind is fully engaged in that. So you pray with or in the Spirit. That can mean the Spirit leading you, the Spirit energizing you, reminding you about something, guiding you, helping you, prompting you. But also praying in the Spirit is a private devotional prayer gift that God has given us. I sometimes refer to it as our prayer language. Original language in King James Version, it's called tongues. And tongues, sometimes we hear that, and depending on your religious tradition, churches you've been in, experiences you've had, when you hear tongues, sometimes it has a negative connotation. Seems like an antiquated term. But hear me. Praying in the Spirit, prayer language, in quotations, tongues, is not a Pentecostal thing. It's not a charismatic thing. It's not a weird thing. It's a Bible thing. Now, don't make it what it is not, and don't avoid it because someone else may have emphasized it wrong. We must rightly divide Scripture. And what this is a private, devotional, powerful prayer language. And I'm going to tell you, it's wanted and it is needed. Now, going through Scripture, just combing through Scripture quickly, here are the benefits of praying in the Spirit or with your prayer language. You will pray out the perfect will of God because it's my Spirit by the Holy Spirit within me, and the Holy Spirit knows the perfect will of God. So you pray the perfect will of God. Bible also says the Spirit helps us to pray when we don't know what to pray and we don't know how to pray. By praying in the Spirit, we give thanks well. We tap into things that are deeply spiritual and deeply edifying. Praying in the Spirit magnifies God. Praying in the Spirit builds you up. And by praying in the Spirit, we're able to pray out mysteries. Now, it's important to kind of separate out here and go back again to the terminology of tongues. As we see in Scripture, don't let that throw you off. Tongues refers to two different gifts. The first is private, and that's what I'm emphasizing today. And the other one is public. So one is men speaking to God, people speaking to God, that's private. And the other is God speaking to people, and that's public. And 1 Corinthians 14:2, let me read this in the Message paraphrase. If you praise him in the private language of tongues, God understands you, but no one else does. For you are sharing intimacies just between you and him. This is practiced devotionally in your time by yourself, in your most intimate intercessory moments with God. And this is to speak in prayer and worship God. Now, this private devotional tongues, prayer language, can also be practiced with another person or others, like your small group or something, where there are, and trust me on this scripturally, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 16, verse 23, you can pray in the Spirit with others where no unbelievers are, or Scripture calls others uninformed people are present. So you can pray together with those who also have their prayer language. Otherwise, if they don't understand what's going on and you go over into your prayer language, which is an unknown language, it alienates them and it makes them feel left out. But you know what else? It makes them feel like you're crazy. This guy's crazy. What's he even talking about? Just blathering on. And so it's a supernatural thing. It's a spiritual thing. And it's private and devotional. Now, Paul said, the Apostle Paul, he said, in the church, in public, it's better to speak five words that people can understand than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Paul also said, desire rather prophecy, which is translated inspired preaching and teaching. Luke chapter 11, The context is a son asking his father for a good gift. Think about that, a good gift. And this is a reference to the Holy Spirit. So who's the good gift? The Holy Spirit. And it said that if you ask your father for a good gift, meaning the Holy Spirit, he will not withhold. He gives to those who ask him. So since this is intimate and personal, you can personally just go to God in your quiet, alone time with God. Ask God for your prayer language. Ask him to help you understand a little more of what's going on. Go back and read in Ephesians 6, Jude 1, 1 Corinthians 14, and find out more. You can just Google and find out a little bit more and rightly divide scripture. And then with an honest heart, just go to God and say, God, if this is something from you, this prayer language that helps me in all of these ways, I ask you for that. And he will not withhold. And I'm telling you, friend, it enhances and enriches your prayer life and your intimacy with God. Prayer works. Prayer matters. Prayer changes things. So pray. And as the apostle said, Apostle Paul said, instead of worrying, pray. Instead of giving up and losing heart, pray. And let me read you a quote as I close today. This is by F.F. Bosworth. He wrote a classic book on healing called Christ the Healer. He said, a spirit-filled and praying church produces an atmosphere in which it is easy for God to work and hard for the devil to interfere, because this atmosphere is the Holy Spirit himself, who is more than a match for the devil. This supernatural gift, this prayer language, a good gift that the Father would give to you if you ask him. Ask him for that. This will bless your life, empower your prayer life, and make such a difference in so many things. Think about this. Maybe listen to this again. Do a little more study in God's Word. And thank you, God, for this gift of our prayer language and for the privilege of prayer. Well, my friend, I pray you have a great rest of the week. Please join me next time, and we'll continue on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.